VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Palestinian medics report Friday Israeli military strikes killed at least 30 Palestinians overnight in the Gaza Strip, most of them in the Nusayrat camp at the center of the enclave, after tanks pulled away from an area they had raided. Meanwhile, the Israeli military reports its warplanes fired on targets in southern Lebanon Thursday after detecting activity by the militant Hezbollah group. The attack was the first Israeli airstrike after a ceasefire between Israeli and Hezbollah took hold earlier this week. The World Health Organization said Thursday the ceasefire agreement in Lebanon provides an opportunity to address urgent humanitarian needs in the country. The WHO representative for Lebanon, Abdinassar Aboubakar, told reporters he was optimistic some hospitals could be back in operation quickly.
Probably some hospitals will take some time, but some hospitals probably will be able to restart very quickly. For example, there are four hospitals, two in Beirut, two outside Beirut, that probably will be able to operationalize for the next 4 weeks if the ceasefire remains intact.
Several buildings in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, were reportedly damaged Friday following a Russian overnight drone attack. Meanwhile, Ukrainian soldiers deserting their posts are robbing the Ukrainian army of desperately needed manpower and crippling its battle plans at a crucial time in its war with Russia. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Soldiers, lawyers, and Ukrainian officials tell the AP that tens of thousands of tired and bereft Ukrainian troops have walked away from combat and frontline positions. According to military commanders and soldiers, entire units have abandoned their posts, leaving defensive lines vulnerable and accelerating territorial losses. Some take medical leave and never return. Others clash with commanders and refuse to carry out orders, sometimes during firefights. The war has largely been going Russia's way, and the desertions could put Kyiv at a clear disadvantage in future ceasefire talks. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News.